Shells, written by Howard Sargent, starring Carol Clark as Ally, Jean Kendall as Belle, Rona McCall as Kat, and Brian Patterson as the barman. The scene is a busy cocktail bar in modern-day Edinburgh. Sitting at the bar is Ally, a woman in her late 50s. She's waiting for her two best friends in the whole world. It's been a long wait. Long enough for her to have a heart-to-heart chat with the barman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have opened up like that.
Please, it's fine. I'm just... Well, I mean, take care.
Thanks. Hi, Belle. No, it's fine. No, don't rush. The cat's not here yet either. Oh, pretty busy. No, they're all taken. I'm sitting at the bar. I know, Edinburgh is always like this at festival time. Look, don't worry. I've had the barman for company. Poor man. It's amazing the things you tell a complete stranger. Well, like I say, don't panic. I'm not going anywhere yet. Oh, Kat's just walked in. Right. Bye. Hey, Kat. Over here.
Oh. Excuse me. Can I get... Excuse me. Sorry. Whoa. God, I know I'm one these days, but I fucking hate tourists.
I hate you. 17 years go by and you're still skinny and gorgeous. I look like your bloody mother.
Shut up.
That's what people will think. How nice of that girl to take her mother for a drink. God, is that your weekend bag? I thought I was travelling light.
Listen, lipstick, toothbrush, spare thong. What else does a girl need? What are you on?
G&T. Put your purse away. I've started a tab.
Oh, a tab? Now, very cosmopolitan. Another one of them, please.
Coming up.
Belle's in a taxi. Her flight was delayed. Some technical hitch.
Gah. That's the trouble with Logan here. If the rubber band snaps, you're screwed.
Yeah. And she was always a pretty nervous traveller, wasn't she? Doesn't sound like she's getting any better with age.
No. Christ. Do you remember that train journey from Zagreb to Athens? That border guard with the gun?
I didn't know anyone's face could actually turn white. I mean, actual white. Oh, 35 years.
What is?
That Interrail holiday. 35 years this summer.
Jesus. No, that can't be right. I'm only 27.
One gin and tonic.
Thanks. Cheers. As always, fucking brilliant to see you.
And you. Cheers. How's Rosa?
Do you mean, is the poor cow permanently scarred after I dragged her round Europe in my womb and force-fed her bucket loads of Metaxa brandy? Or because she was dragged up by a batty ex-punk with commitment issues.
Oh, shut up. You're a wonderful mum.
Well, Rosa's fine. She's mature, amazingly. She just gets on with it.
Like her mum.
I just don't know how a slip of a girl like me can have a daughter that's 30 sodding four.
Oh, look, there's a table.
Ah, too late. That fat bloke's bagged it. And with that arse, he'll need all three seats. So, Belle's on her way.
Says she'll be 5 minutes.
Right.
What? What's with the face?
I'm sorry, Ally, but do you get it? With Belle?
Get what?
The whole finding God thing. I mean, I couldn't believe all that stuff about her calling.
Why?
I just don't get how anyone with a brain can buy all that shite.
Which bits?
all of it. The animals went in two by two, roll away the stone. Adam and fucking Eve.
Oh, I don't know. I guess some people get a lot of comfort from it. Religion, faith.
You think I'm a callous cow? A heathen?
No, I just think each to their own.
Well, I can't blame her for reaching out for something. Not after, well, you know.
I suppose not.
But how can she believe in some all-powerful ruler of the bloody universe when he's thrown so much shit at her?
I don't know.
Each to their own.
I guess.
Do you think it's back?
What?
What? Do you think that's why she's got in touch? Why she organised this whole weekend? Gathering us together to say goodbye?
If the illness was back, I think she'd have said something.
Do you? The first time round she didn't tell us till she'd been in hospital for a month. A bloody month?
She's just private.
Second time she didn't tell us at all. I had to force that out of the saint Lady David. Practically yanked him down the phone and got him in a headlock.
I can imagine.
Why? Why didn't she tell us?
She doesn't like to make a fuss.
She was always uptight.
Oh, I don't see her like that.
Oh, you're joking. She was born in the wrong decade. She'd have made a good 1950s housewife. A Stepford wife.
That's not fair. She's making her mark in a very masculine world.
Well, the church is nothing if not andro-fucking-centric.
It takes a lot of guts to do what she's doing, fighting decades of prejudice. Centuries.
Ah, oh, the patriarchy. Don't you just love it?
But she's had the support of a good man. David's a good man.
I know. He was always a good guy. Even as a student. Good. Decent. Just a bit conventional. Straight. Boring.
There are worse things to be than boring. Oh, look. Here she is. Belle.
Oh, oh. Sorry. Can I just squeeze past? Oh, thanks. Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. I wanted to be the first here.
Oh, relax. It's fine. Oh, you look great. I love the hair. Short really suits you.
You look fantastic.
Oh, do you really think so? Oh, honestly?
Honestly?
I'm not used to seeing my ears.
Your ears are fine.
What do you want to drink?
What are you two drinking?
G&T's. Put your purse away. I've started a tab.
Goodness, a tab? Are we digging in for the evening?
Why not? Another one of these, please.
No problem.
So how are you?
I'm fine. Happy. Happy to be here with you two. I'm really looking forward to this weekend, to us spending time together. It's been a while.
17 years.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, you're 40th. That was a great party.
Oh, I really needed you two around me then.
And we wanted to be there with you.
God, it hit me hard, my 40th. Hit me like a fucking train, actually. I thought, how the hell did this happen? I'm 40. I've got a child who's nearly 20. This was not the plan.
If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Who said that? St. Thomas Aquinas?
Woody Allen.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
That's all right. You don't have to watch your language around me.
I don't want to be disrespectful.
It's fine.
One more gin and tonic.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Here's to your good health, my lovely best friends. Cheers.
Cheers.
And feel free to be as profane as you like.
Oh, fucking right.
To be honest, I've been quite free with the profanities myself lately.
Why? What's wrong?
What is it?
I'm getting canned.
What do you mean?
The church is downsizing and I didn't make the cut.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
I wish I were.
Why?
Three churches in the island is one too many. Something had to give. Someone.
Bastard.
My sentiments exactly.
We thought... Well, I thought. I was worried.
What?
That you were... That it was...
Oh, that the cancer was back. That I was dying.
Well...
Oh, trust me. It's gone. For good.
Good.
I'm fine. Not that I didn't struggle for a while there.
I'm sure.
Oh, I thought about chucking it all, throwing in the towel, checking into some clinic in Switzerland and just disappearing.
Oh, Belle!
It seemed easier for a while. Then it didn't.
No. I get that.
But I'm disappearing now anyway.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, what am I now? What will I be? After they've binned me, thrown me in the scrap heap.
You'll be fine.
I finally found this. Finally, when people said, what do you do? I had something. After 34 years of saying, I'm a housewife, I had something. I was a thing.
A housewife's a thing?
Is it?
Of course.
See, I think that's what people with good labels, proper labels, I think that's what they say. They say it, but they don't want to be it. I mean, Kat, you can say, I'm a social worker. And you can say, I'm a lecturer, an academic. And I've been able to say, I'm a minister. And after they stop swearing, and after they say, where's your dog collar? People say, fascinating. Tell me more. And now they won't say that. Because I'll have nothing. I'll be nothing.
It's not true.
I'm sorry, Belle.
50. It took me until I was 50 to find a purpose. And now, after a few short years in the sunshine, it's gone. So now when people say, what do you do? I won't have an answer. I'll be nothing.
We're not defined by work.
Oh, aren't we? I think that's precisely what defines us. Nobody wants to hear that you've been a faithful wife, a loving and patient and organised mother, a loyal friend.
You're a wonderful friend.
Nobody wants to hear that, though. That isn't what they mean when they say, and what do you do? They mean, what's your commercial worth? What value are you to society? And I won't have any worth. I'll be worthless. Oh, anyway, sorry. This is depressing.
Christ, hasn't he half? I need another drink. G&T.
Isn't that a bit boring?
There are worse things to be than boring.
I mean, in a cocktail bar. Shouldn't we be more adventurous?
Sex on the beach.
Been there, done that.
Oh, what, the cocktail?
The cocktail and the recreational activity.
Oh, that was a crazy summer.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Oh, it was fucking amazing. The freedom, the space, the endless sunshine. And people were so frank, so open.
Your legs were open.
Well, how could I resist? I like your face and I like your body. And I want to share my body with you.
Is that what he said?
Those were his actual words.
Etched on your brain for 35 years.
Almost had them etched on my body.
Seriously?
Yeah, the tattoo guy on Cirrus talked me out of it. Said I'd regret it. He was probably right. Nothing's been as much fun since, has it?
Oh, shut up and let's choose a drink. How about a gin martini? Gin, vermouth, Angostura bitters, garnished with a green olive.
Oh, an olive. One of your five a day. I'm in.
Martini? Oh, very James Bond. Oh, why not?
Three gin martinis, please.
Good choice.
What's the filthy smile for, Kat?
I'm just thinking about sex on the beach with James Bond. That'd do.
Oh, yeah, I could handle that.
That would be very acceptable.
A nice way to fill my empty days.
What do you mean, empty?
I'm getting binned as well.
What?
You're joking.
Budget cuts.
Oh, Kat, I'm sorry.
Oh. What happened?
The London Borough of Tower Hamlets has seen fit to slash its social work budget by 17%. And it seems that 30 years of loyal service is rewarded by being top of the list of people to heave out the window. VR, voluntary redundancy. Except it's not exactly voluntary. They're making it very clear to those of us who've been around for a bit, who've reaped the benefits of a long professional career, very clear that we're now expected to get out the way and let the younger generation have a shot. You're supposed to just crawl under a hedge and die, or join the WI and bake fucking cakes, which sounds like my idea of complete hell, and is no doubt where I'll end up.
All that experience, it's got to be worth something.
You could retrain.
What as, Ali? I'm 50 fucking seven.
I don't know, but all that knowledge, all that experience, it's so valuable. It's necessary. We need it. Society needs it. I mean, look at us. People trafficking, food banks, 0 hours contracts. We've never been more broken. We need people like you who know how to fix us.
Isn't there something hilarious about a society so broken it needs fixed by a washed out old ex-punk single mum?
It's only the washed out ex-punk single mums who have the strength to fix us. It's certainly not the bushy-tailed 20-something graduates. They think a bad day is what's happening when their bloody Wi-Fi's down for half an hour. Trust me, I know whereof I speak.
Is the job getting you down?
Ah, it's just not what I thought it would be. I spend a lot of time, most of my time actually, thinking this is not what I went into academia for.
What did you go into it for?
Oh, I don't know. When I say it, it all sounds a bit wanky. To advance my field of learning, to spread knowledge, to enrich societies, to do things that are nothing to do with money. God, I was so naive. Universities aren't seats of learning. They're businesses. They have to turn a profit. And part of my job, a big part, is getting bums on seats. Even if these bums are not fit to be in our seats, or any seat of learning. And if the numbers drop, our standards drop. They have to. We have to drag our net along the bottom and scoop up what we can. Otherwise, the department shuts down and I'm out of a job.
Like us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
But you're not out of a job.
No. I'm okay. I'm going nowhere yet.
Good.
You forgot old.
What?
Washed out ex-punk single mums. I didn't say that. I said washed out old ex-punk single mums.
Yeah, well, I deliberately left out the old. You're not old. You're my age. Even if you don't bloody look
it. Oh, quick, there's the table.
Ah, those dolly birds have bagged it.
Bloody hairdressers.
Do you think? I was thinking models, fashion models.
Nah, not skinny enough. Plus, they're in Edinburgh.
So?
So all the fashion models live in London. They have to. That's where the work is. Ha, fucking ha.
Do you still like it, London?
Well, I liked it fine before the council put me out to grass.
I could never take to it.
Too much wickedness.
Too much everything. Traffic, bustle, people.
I feel like that about Edinburgh. I mean, look at this place. It's haunting.
Is that why you moved out of the city?
Oh, not really. It was just, my wee flat was never going to be big enough when we decided to move in together. And Paul had the house in Gullen.
Gullen, the village that's top of the pops with retired colonels.
I thought that was Bridge of Allen.
Well, Gullen's not exactly a smoke-filled, neon-drenched metropolis. But we're 100 yards from the beach and I can get into the city in 20 minutes, the airport in 40. I think that's a pretty good balance.
The beach. That's the only thing that keeps me on the island. Well, the beach and the sky. In the Hebrides, the sky is always there. It's always visible.
It's always grey.
Oh, it is grey a lot. Well, actually, it's never grey. It's mostly shades of purple, dark purple.
Oh, deep purple.
If you were to paint it, you have to use deep blues and purples, angry colours. But not grey. Grey is too placid.
Do you paint then?
Oh, I'm nothing but an old cliché. The spiritual, contemplative bird who whips out her watercolours of an evening. Next it'll be quilting or macrame.
Oh, each to their own.
How's Paul?
Da! More important, who's Paul? And when are we going to meet him?
Oh yes, we'll have to do this again, but with the boys.
Give me plenty of notice then, so I can sling a rope round one.
Oh, he's fine. He's lovely.
That's nice.
You know, I never thought I'd have it.
What? Sex?
Oh, shut up. Love. Properly. So you feel it all the time and you know he feels it as much as you do and that he's in it for the same reasons as you. And it's just about you and him. I've never had that before.
That's special.
And then you have a child together and that just makes it stronger.
Yes.
And then that child hits puberty and drives you round the bend.
I've got that t-shirt as well.
That must have been tough. On your own.
I guess. I've never known anything else. All the parent stuff, good and bad, I've had to myself. Or dealt with by myself. Nobody to share it with. Or to have to share it with.
Would you change that?
It's a useless emotion. Regret. Wishing things had been different. I mean, what's the point? You can't go back.
You don't think...
What?
That thinking about the past, how you handled things in the past, might affect how you choose to see things now.
Like what?
Well, I didn't find Paul till I was 40. And before him, there were a few...
arseholes?
First-class arseholes.
What was his name? The one who came to Cat's 40th?
Richard.
A right dick.
We'd only been going out a few weeks and it had only ever been the two of us. I'd never seen him interact with others.
He was quite the little interactor, wasn't he?
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. Well, I mean, a bit your fault for hooking up with such an arsehole.
I'm really sorry.
It's fine. I enjoyed the look on his face when I kneed him in the balls. And it was good to know the money I'd spent on self-defence classes hadn't been wasted.
It was a very clean contact.
He fell like a sack of spuds.
Wanker.
Yep, wanker. Then about a month later, I met Paul.
Ah, not a wanker.
He's the antithesis of a wanker. An anti-wanker.
It's not the most flattering label, is it?
It's accurate, though. He's as far in the other direction from wankerdom as it's possible to be. He's kind and funny and bright. And I have to tell you, he's a thoughtful and accomplished lover. Oh. He goes out of his way.
Cow.
Sorry.
Accomplished? Hmm. My lot are firmly in the sexist sporting challenge category.
Your lot makes it sound like you're in a tag team.
Well, my guys, it seems to be all about performance, not really about pleasure.
Oh, pleasure's the only thing it should be about our age.
Oh, quick, the hairdressers are getting up.
Oh, bollocks. Nah, that guy with the nose and his fat pal have beaten us to it.
My glass is empty.
Mine too. Right, what'll we sample now?
Oh, how about these gimlets?
Oh, it sounds like an insult or a medical condition. I'm really sorry, Mrs. Smith, but you've got a bad case of the gimlets.
Gimlets. They're nice and sharp. Gin, lime juice, sugar syrup, garnished with a lime wheel.
Oh, we've had veg, now we're having fruit. It's disgustingly healthy.
Sounds great. Three gimlets, please.
Sure thing.
So, Mr. Thoughtful and Accomplished Lover, you appreciate him because of all the crappy blokes that went before. That's how analysing the past informs how you look at the present. Or the future?
I don't know about analysing. Reflecting, maybe. And the present, not the future. I don't think it's helpful to think about the future. Now. Live for now. Appreciate now. All the crap that's happened before, just let it go. Try not to think about the crap that's to come.
Like getting the sack.
Getting the boot.
The heave-ho.
The chop.
The axe.
The bullet.
The push.
Getting in marching orders.
Your jotters.
Getting your jotters. A nice wee Scottish turn of phrase. Makes it sound not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
Three gimlets.
Ooh, these look good.
See, you're doing it. You're both doing it.
What?
Thinking about the future. Dwelling on it.
I'm not dwelling, but we, Belle and I, have to prepare. And to prepare, we have to give the future some thought. Face up to it.
Why?
Oh, Jesus, Ali!
I can't.
Not, Belle, I'm sorry, right? But I honestly...
Look, the future is going to happen to all of us. What's the point in worrying about it? Or even thinking about it?
That's easy to see, Ali.
No, it isn't. It's quite hard to see. Even harder to think. Because we are conditioned to look forward. To look ahead. Think about it. What do you want to be when you grow up? What O grades are you taking? Where are you going for your holidays this year? What will you do when you retire? Where's your pension looking?
Mine's looking like it'll be about as much use as a one-legged man at an arse-kicking party. Thanks for asking.
I'm not trying to be flippant.
Aren't you?
No. I'm just saying, let's not fall into the trap of not being, of not enjoying now, this, us.
No, let's not.
I need the toilet.
She's angry with me.
She's worried about... what lies ahead? I know how she feels.
I get that. Believe me, I really get that.
She thinks you're trivialising her situation.
I know she does, but I'm not. I'm just saying we shouldn't worry. Crap is around the corner. That is a universal certainty. Let's deal with it when we get there. Anyway, look, I don't want to fight with my best friends in all the world. Our time together is too precious for that. So I'll shut up and apologise. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't win anyway. A fight Not against Cat.
God, I wouldn't even try. Sorry.
You said that?
No, for saying God.
That's one thing I won't miss when they let me go. People thinking they have to behave when they're around me.
It's done out of respect for your calling.
Oh, Jesus, bloody, buggering, godding, Christ. There, I've said it. So you don't have to apologise for any blasphemies from now on. Blaspheme away.
Holy shit, I might just do that, God damn it. Oh, you know, you're right. About me not winning a fight against Cat.
Not even a cat fight.
All that wiry strength.
Do you remember the guy on Syros? In that bar by the campsite?
The one who felt you up? God, she nearly took his bloody head off.
Oh, he must have been 6'5".
Cat soon brought him down to size.
Oh, felled by a pregnant girl.
Pregnant? Jesus, we were just kids.
Do you ever wonder
why she didn't have an abortion? I honestly don't think it ever crossed her mind. Not for a second. Cat's very responsible. I mean, she takes responsibility. She faces up to things. I wish I could be more like her.
I wish I could throw a right hook like her.
Cat, look, I'm sorry. I'll shut up. Please don't be angry with me. I couldn't bear that. Not today. Say you forgive me.
Give me another drink and I'll think about it.
Oh, come here.
Right. Shall we stick with gin? Oh, how about this? A French 75.
Sounds like that thing I did on the beach in Syros.
A good party cocktail. Gin, lemon juice, sugar syrup, champagne, garnished with a strip of lemon zest.
Well, as long as we're keeping the greengrocers in business.
Three French 75s, please.
Okay, 2 minutes.
Oh, look, a free table over there by that pillar.
Nah. We'd have these salesmen leaning over us, gassing us with a pack of Raban.
We're all right here, aren't we?
What? All right at the bar?
Why? Oh, do you feel like a courtesan?
A bit. Oh, you don't think we look like we're out...
What? On the pool?
Grab a granny?
Oh, cougars!
Ah, hot mamas.
MILFs.
What?
MILF is an acronym. MILF. Mature woman I'd like.
Well, I get the picture. And is that what we look like? Sitting here at the bar? Oh, in a cocktail bar?
I think we're quite safe in a cocktail bar.
It'd be a different story in the rugger bugger pubs around Murrayfield.
Or the real ale places up the Royal Mile.
Oh, all those beardy hipsters ordering pints of badger's cock.
That's not a real thing.
A pint of choke the bishop, please.
What, Karen?
Jack the beanstalk.
Spice the monkey.
But don't get this level of sophisticated smut in the Hebrides. I have to be content with all the old classics about sheep shagging.
French 75s.
Cheers.
Oh, they look delicious. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, God, I've missed this. The three of us.
Hey, not taking the Lord's name in vain.
Belle?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, behave yourself for Christ's sake.
I refer the House to the answer given by my honourable friend, the member for Wester Shagging.
She's a bad influence on you.
Oh, please, nobody could have been a badder influence than you.
You're right. I'll wear that badge.
With pride.
Yeah, with pride. After all, who says I'm not on the pool? I mean, it's all right for you with your rock-solid marriage of 3 decades and you with your living, thoughtful and accomplished lover. What about me? Who's going to go out of his way to meet my needs?
What are your needs?
These days, frankly, a whiskey, a caramel wafer and an episode of Pulled Up. Any more than that, the exercise kill me. Oh, grandmother succumbs in sex slave shenanigans.
Nice way to go,
Grandmother?
When? You didn't tell us.
Oh, because I hate it. I mean, not her. Not my granddaughter, Carla.
You should have told us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been struggling to accept the fact of it. I mean, a fucking granny.
Oh, but all old enough.
Oh, I know. And Rosa's 34. She's been a sensible girl. She's found out who she is first before taking on someone else. I could have been a bloody granny at 40 if she'd fucked it up like me.
You haven't fucked it up.
What's she like, Carla?
She who possesses strength. That's what the name means. That's why Rosa chose it.
She's the latest in a long line of strong women.
I hope so.
How couldn't she be, with your blood in her?
I'm frightened.
Frightened of what?
I didn't really get it with Rosa. Just how fucking tenuous it all is. Every day's just held together by a million tiny threads, like gossamer. And if one of them snaps, just one, and they can snap any second, you step off a curb without looking, some nutter gets on your train with a bag full of bomb. You get some bloody shitty bastard illness like Belle.
Except they're not threads. Not yours, not hers. They're cables, steel cables. The kind that hold up bridges for decades, centuries.
Ali's right.
Relax. Enjoy her. Enjoy it all. Just be in it fully. Every minute, every day. What age is she?
16 months. Had her first birthday in May.
She's a Taurus.
She's a bull. As strong as an ox. 16 months, eh? Walking yet?
Practically sprinting.
Well, there you go. Sprint with her. Read with her. Swim with her.
Oh, we took her to the poplar baths last week. Had a splash in the teaching pool. She loved it.
Oh, wonderful.
She's just so fragile.
She isn't, though. She's no more fragile than Rosa was, or than you were.
Well, not fragile. Precious. She's just like the most precious thing. I don't want to lose her.
You haven't lost her. You're worrying about things that haven't happened and probably won't ever happen.
Probably. That's the problem. There are no guarantees.
No. There aren't.
We've all got things like that, though. Precious things. Things we don't want to lose but might lose.
Your health?
Well, yes. I mean, a precious granddaughter trumps that.
No, it doesn't. Look, I don't mean that, Belle. I just mean she's my thing. My precious thing.
We all need one.
What's yours?
My precious thing. I keep it in my bag. I carry it everywhere.
Not your vibrator.
Ali doesn't need one.
Oh, no. Not with Mr. Thoughtful and Accomplished Lover waiting at home in his black silk thong on a bed covered with rose petals.
This.
Your Cyril's shell. You've still got it.
I've still got it. I keep it close. It's my lucky charm. It reminds me life is good. Has been good. Was good.
It was.
And still got yours.
I take it everywhere. Look, it's my talisman.
Cat?
Oh, yeah, I'm just as soppy as you two daft old buggers. Here, been carrying it around for 35 years. My seashell from the top of a Greek mountain.
I couldn't believe it. How three seashells got to be at the top of a mountain. It was amazing.
Mind-boggling.
Miraculous.
Phenomenal.
Like us. Oh, and the song. Do you remember the song?
Oh, yeah. Time is on my side.
Yes, it is. Oh, this is the best thing. This has been the best thing. Us, the three of us, not living in each other's pockets, maybe not even seeing each other for years.
17 years.
But here, always here. Don't forget that. We're always here, in here, with each other, always.
Always.
Oh, right, we need another drink. Stop you two getting all soppy.
What do you fancy?
Another runner from the stable of gin?
As long as there's fruit or veg. I've got to keep my fibre up.
How about Tom Collins? Gin, lemon juice, sugar syrup, soda water, garnished with a slice of lemon and a maraschino cherry.
Oh, double fruit garnish. Bingo!
Three Tom Collins, please.
Coming up.
Tom Collins's, plural.
What do you say that? Collins's?
Well, we say Jones's, keeping up with the Joneses.
Right. Well, I guess we say Collins's.
It's been you, Ali, you know, over the years. It's kept us together. It's been all you.
It's Belle who organised this weekend.
I know. Thanks, Belle, for sorting this.
Oh, I'm enjoying myself.
But it's been you who's held us together. Who's kept in touch. Postcards, letters, and now emails and texts and WhatsApps. Oh, I'm shit at all that. It doesn't mean I don't care.
I know that.
It's been you. You're the glue, the cement, the rivets, the cables, the thing that's held the whole structure together. And you, who's remembered everything, marked all the occasions.
Dates, anniversaries, birthdays.
I've just got that kind of brain.
No, it's more than that. It's caring and taking that care, that tremendous care, and turning it into action. Christ, I wouldn't even have had a 40th birthday party if you hadn't practically organised the whole bloody thing.
I wanted to see you both. Wanted an excuse.
I wanted to see you both as well. I just didn't fucking well do anything about it.
You had a child. A teenage child and a job that's draining. You spend your working week sorting out other people's shitty, mental, dysfunctional lives. I'm surprised there's any of you left by Friday night.
Well, it's not like you don't have a busy life.
Well...
No, what with shed loads of thoughtful and accomplished sex going on.
Oh, shut up!
You're a lucky cow.
I am lucky. I have been lucky, but I think we all have.
Your Tom Collins is?
Ooh, that looks lethal.
Ooh, it looks bloody delicious.
Cheers.
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 Oh, I have been lucky. You're right, Ali.
We have. I mean, think about it. We don't live in a war zone. We've got drinking water that isn't going to give us typhoid. A house that isn't made of cardboard. And we've got families. Loving families.
And we've got each other.
And we've got each other. Remember that. We've always had each other. And we always will have each other. It's wonderful.
It is.
You're right.
God. I think I'm pissed.
Me too.
Oh, that's hardly a one day, is it? Three cocktails.
Oh, four. Martini. Gimlet. French 75. Tom Collins.
Five, if you count the G&T. Oh.
Christ! Five! Oh, I can't take it anymore.
Me neither. I think I need some air. I'm just going outside and maybe some time.
Oh, maybe we should eat something.
I've got a cherry. I'm sorry.
Do you do food?
Nuts.
What?
Walnuts, pecans and whole unpeeled almonds. The standard bar fare. That's it, I'm afraid.
You're right.
I think she's amazing. Your friend.
Oh, whoa, back off. She's married.
Happily.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, she's so relaxed, thankful, positive.
She's a special person.
Very special.
I couldn't be like that. I know I couldn't. In her situation.
What do you mean?
What situation?
She'll be struggling to make it.
Make what? What are you talking about?
Her flight.
What flight? What situation?
Zurich. Her flight to Zurich?
Cat. Cat. She's taken her bag.
And she's left her shell.
This was a special Trieste Theatre presentation in which physical distancing was carefully observed by recording the four actors remotely. The programme was facilitated by Brian Patterson, engineered by Brian Tripney, and produced by Jim Allen. For more information on the club and its activities, go to www.triestheatre.org.uk.